Is there more to midlife than just getting through it? Absolutely. Welcome. I'm your host, Debbie Cunningham, jazz artist turned midlife mentor, and I'm here to say to you loud and clear, it's time for your midlife crescendo. Hey friends, happy spring. It's the middle of March and spring is blooming in Middle Tennessee. My redbud tree, it seems like it bloomed overnight. I can't wait till it fully blossoms for the next few weeks. And the daffodils are out, the pansies, all the beautiful flowers, of course, the flowering trees. And the pollen is also up. Unfortunately, in Middle Tennessee, we live in a little bowl here. So if you don't have allergies and you move here, within 6 months, it seems to happen. But it's a lovely place to live. And I'm so glad when spring finally arrives and the warmer temps are here. And it's still cool. The bugs aren't really out yet. So that's nice to sit outside on the patio on these cooler evenings. Some of my friends in Colorado just got a ton of snow, like a couple of feet. And I do not miss. I love my northern friends, but I don't miss living in the north. I love my southern snowfalls that are a dusting. So it's really nice here. So if you're in the north, I hope that you're coping well with the snow that you've gotten. Well, this week, I heard that although Midlife Crescendo is a podcast geared toward midlife women, I heard this week that some of the husbands are listening along to the podcast, which is awesome. That's so wonderful. And I'm glad you're listening, gentlemen. And this is a really good time to be listening because this week we are welcoming back Andrew Winnett for part two of Her Safe Retirement. Andrew is the owner of Retirement Renegade. He's a financial advisor, fiduciary. He's a speaker, author, radio host, and a film producer. But what I really want you to know about Andrew is part of his story. After helping his widowed mother who fell victim to poor investment strategies and she lost every penny of interest gained to advisor fees, Andrew dedicated his life to educating the masses on safe, guaranteed alternative strategies that allowed not only his mother to retire sooner, but that would ensure she would never outlive her money, even if she lived to the age of 100. Most of all, never pay advisor fees again. I've met his mom, and she's just a delightful, lovely person. He has a wonderful story, but he really does care about protecting your investments and helping you protect your hard-earned cash. So I hope you will enjoy the rest of our conversation with Andrew. But first, I want to remind you that I have a masterclass coming up, a free masterclass, and I want you to enroll in it. Here's the thing. Do you have things in your heart stirring, things you've always wanted to do? Maybe write a book, start a business or a side hustle, a nonprofit, take a dream trip, learn another language, reinvent yourself completely, change jobs. You can't do any of those things until, number one, you decide that you are going to give yourself permission to do them. And listen, I was a stay-at-home mom at age 40, and none of those things would have happened for me unless I'd given myself permission. I needed to let myself realize that I wasn't too old. It just took intentional action. And if I hadn't taken a chance on myself, no one would be listening to my jazz music or reading my book or listening to my podcast. And so that's why I'm offering this free masterclass coming up on March 26th. I'll teach you the four specific keys you need to have success in launching that dream of yours. Are you finally ready to take a chance on yourself? No more putting yourself last, friend, but you have to start. I've done all these things and you can too. Let me help you finally get those dreams out of your head and off the ground. All you have to do is register at debbiecunningham.net/4keys. That's debbiecunningham.net/KEYS, and you can register for the masterclass. It's being held 2 times live on Zoom on March 26th at 2 p.m. Central and at 7 p.m. Central. And if you can't make those times, there will be a replay, but you have to register to get it. So sign up now so you can get those dreams out of your head and off the ground. I promise things will start to change if you take action. Okay, now on with part two of our conversation with Andrew Winnett. This is another question I often hear from women. They think, well, I'm only 50. When's the right time to be talking about or researching or planning for retirement?
Yeah. Well, going back to Warren Buffett, again, most people have heard of him. He said that the single biggest differentiator between the wealthy and the ultra wealthy is time, right? There's that old adage, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is today.
Yes.
You don't want to wait. The younger you are, the more time you have on your side. But the problem that I have found with women, okay, and let me preface it by what I found with men first. When it comes to retirement planning, men are typically very curious. Men have no problems exploring options. They have no problem setting appointments. They have no problem learning what this person has to offer. They just don't care what other people think typically, and they're more likely to go learn, investigate, and grow their knowledge base. Where men struggle is the follow through. Okay, they might be willing, but they struggle with following through. Women, often I have found, are the exact opposite. So women are, they're more timid with exploring financial matters. They feel kind of like they're embarrassed because they feel like they don't know enough. And so they just kind of kick the can. And they're just, they're more self-conscious about the financial arena because it's not their area of expertise oftentimes. So it's harder to get them to have the conversation initially. But what I found is that women are far better at following through. So when they make up their mind and it makes sense, they're really good at following through. And that's why one of the other reasons I wrote the book is because if women can get the knowledge and it clicks for them in a simple way, they are more likely to implement the strategies earlier and stay with it. And therefore, they end up being way better in the long run than doing kind of what guys typically, okay, there's exceptions, but typically guys just jump from one thing to another. They kind of have shiny ball syndrome sometimes. So, of course, there's exceptions. I'm making generalizations. But women, it's tougher for them to start the conversation, I have found. And just my interactions with thousands of people across the country, it's tough on them to start the conversation, but boy, they are really good at following through. And if we can just get them on the path, I'm telling you, I'll tell you a quick story. So I had a client, we'll call her Rachel. That's not her name. We'll call her Rachel. So she actually, her husband had passed away and she was left a pretty nice lump sum and she was terrified. She's younger. She's in her 50s. And she came to me, and this is like 6 weeks after he died. So she's tore up. I mean, she just lost her best friend. And of course, you know, he was more risk tolerant. She's like total security mode. Like, I don't want to lose a penny. We worked hard for this money. So she gets this money. And of course, the previous financial advisor is trying to get her to stay with him because he is making a killing on fees. And I ended up showing her how much he was getting paid. And it blew her mind. But she came to me and she said, I don't want to lose another penny. I want to make sure that I've got financial security. And so we set her up in a myriad of different things. We followed my silo strategy, which I talk about in my first book. Maybe we'll get into that. Maybe we won't. But we followed the silo strategy. And even in a down market the following year, she earned almost $200,000 in interest in a down market with no fees and no risk of loss. And it just goes to show the power of alternative products. But here's the deal. The reason why many of your listeners probably haven't heard of these types of things, or if they have, they've heard negative connotations.
Yes.
Is because of the Wall Street marketing machine. See, Wall Street does not make nearly what they make by selling these types of products. They make about 1/8 to 1/10 from selling these safe products. Even though they're better for the client, they don't make as much. They can make 10 times more on fees than they could by selling these safe products. But it's funny, Debbie, because they're coming around. You've got the Fidelities, Wells Fargo's, Merrill Lynch, Raymond James, Morgan Stanley, Ameriprise. All these companies, Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, they're all starting to recommend these safe products. Interesting. This happened a couple of years ago. I thought all hell froze over, but they're realizing the utility of these things. And honestly, this is my personal opinion, Debbie. Back in 08, if you were at Wells Fargo and you lost 40%, you were so upset that you were like, screw Wells Fargo, I'm out of here. I'm taking all my money and going across the street to Merrill Lynch. It didn't matter if you were at Merrill Lynch, you would have lost 40% over there too. But there was so much musical chairs going on that these big brokerage houses realize it is more cost effective for us to sell them a product they can't lose any money on and take a haircut on the commission than for us to lose the entire account altogether.
Right.
And they understand what's coming in the market, and they're trying to insulate themselves from a bunch more musical chairs when the bottom falls out. So that's why I believe a lot of these big Wall Street names are starting to recommend these safe products. $400 billion in safe products were sold in 2023 alone.
Wow.
So there's a massive amount of business going to these types of products.
Well, let's pivot a little bit, and if you
Sure.
want to talk about the four silos,
Sure.
we can share a little bit about that to help, because I want to help the audience understand part of the
Yeah.
process, and then you can talk a little bit about the safe products that you recommend.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's the silo strategy. So if anybody's listening, I'm gonna give you some things to write down. Now, you're probably driving or you're doing something, and you're listening in the background. If there was ever time to grab a pen and a pa and paper, now would be the time. So I'm going to give you a massive gold nugget that God revealed to me through the reading of Genesis. My first book, The Joseph Strategy, I got this in 2020, actually 2019. And I believe that Joseph in the Bible was the greatest financial advisor to ever live. There's that old saying, if it's new, it's not true. And if it's true, it's not new. This is 3,500-year-old wisdom that has stood the test of time. And so the Joseph strategy is basically a way, a very simple way to look at retirement planning so you can be prepared to prosper in any economic climate, in any famine, if you would. I believe we all go through famines. Some famines are involuntary, right? There are things that happen to us that we weren't quite prepared for. Call it a curveball in life. Maybe Fluffy gets sick, it's a $10,000 vet bill. The heating and air unit explodes. The roof blows away in a tornado. There's a long-term care event, premature death of a spouse, whatever. We all have involuntary famines. But then we also have voluntary famines. These are conscious decisions that we make that have an impact, good or bad, on our finances. This could be choosing to retire, right? Or knowing that the Trump tax cuts are going to sunset in 2 years and choosing to do nothing about it. Taxes are on sale right now. Now is a great time to have the tax conversation because it is what it is. Taxes are a part of your retirement plan. You see $1 million in your IRA or your 401k, guy, ladies, the whole million doesn't belong to you. A big chunk of that
Right.
belongs to the IRS. So is there some things that we can do to make that better? So there's involuntary famines and voluntary famines. The bottom line, if you go back to the story of Joseph, God gave Joseph wisdom divinely on how to prepare for an upcoming season of famine. There were 7 years of abundance followed by 7 years of famine. In your life, you very well may have 40 years of abundance, working years, followed by 40 years of famine, retirement years. Again, Stanford research, century-long lifespan will be the norm by 2050. So if you need to cover 40 years of famine by how you prepare during the 40 years of abundance, holy cow, you've got
Right.
to be prepared, you know? So what the silo strategy does is it gives a way of thinking about your money. It gives it a visual aspect and it gives it a strategy. And it's as follows. Okay. If you've got a pen and paper, I want you to draw four silos next to each other. Okay. So one, two, three, four, from left to right, four silos. Okay. The very left silo, you're going to put a number one on it. This is the most important. This silo is labeled safety. Okay. Safety, you could also put emergency fund. Okay. The one right next to it is number two. That is labeled income. Okay. Income. The third one is going to be growth. And the fourth one is long-term care. You can just do LTC / estate planning. So four silos from left to right. Number one on the very left is income. The second from the left is it, sorry, number one is safety or emergency fund. The second from the left is income. Then the third is growth. And then the fourth is long-term care / estate planning. Underneath each one, I'm going to give you the average percentage of your portfolio. So under safety, you're going to write 5 to 10%. 5 to 10% on the very number one. Number two, you're going to write 50 to 70%. 50 to 70%. Number three, you're going to write 10 to 20% for growth. And number four, for long-term care / estate planning, you're going to write 0 to 20%. And I'm going to explain what this means. Okay. All right. Let's say you have $1 million to make math easy and just, paint the illustration. You could have more, you could have less, totally fine. But if you got $1 million, for number one, safety, you're going to probably have 50 to 100 grand in a checking savings money market that you can get access to in a pinch. For whatever reason, Fluffy gets sick, you need a new vehicle in a pinch. An emergency pops up with the dental, your crown breaks or whatever, right? You got to have money set aside so you can get access to it in a pinch. This is the most important one. It's number one for a reason. Once that is satisfied, once that's funded though, that first silo, the next most important silo is number two, which is income. This has to last you potentially 40 years between you and your spouse. You're going to need every bit of 500 to 700,000 bucks if you have $1 million, so 50 to 70%, to make sure that you never run out of money before you run out of life. Okay, so this is the most important, and you want to do it with guarantees, no hypotheticals, no maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. No, you have a 92% chance of not running out of money according to the financial advisor. None of that crap, right? That's ridiculous. With your luck, you'd be the 8% that did run out of money, right?
Right.
So you want guarantees. So income needs to be safe, secure, and guaranteed. Then once that is dealt with, once that covers your monthly bills plus fund money plus travel, okay, and gifts and donations, then we go to growth. And growth is going to be 10 to 20%. This could be short-term, long-term growth, but this one you can be a little bit more risky with because if you lose it all, you still have your income to fall back on, right? Then, so growth is 10 to 20%, so 100 to 200 grand in that $1 million scenario. And then you've got long-term care / estate planning, and that's going to be somewhere in the ballpark of 0 to 20% or 200 grand. This one varies the most because not everybody has a huge desire to leave a bunch of money behind. They want to enjoy it in their lifetime. Their kids are going to inherit the house anyway, tax-free, whatever, right? So that one varies the most. But that is the silo strategy. That is how you have to look at retirement. Safety first, income next, growth third, and then long-term care / death benefit last. Many people don't even have enough saves to get to the third silo of growth. Right. And they need to know that, hey, you need an income. For example, if you put all your money in the fourth silo, the one that's least important, it's important, but you could have the Cadillac of Cadillac long-term care plans, the fourth silo. But if you're running out of money because you didn't fund the second silo properly, if you're having a hard time at the grocery store in your 80s, who cares about your stupid long-term care plan? Right.
Right, exactly.
It's in order of importance from left to right. And that's what the Joseph strategy sums up Perfectly.
And what kind of products do you recommend for women, especially women, because obviously some of my listeners are married, right?
Yeah.
And they have the input of their husbands, but also for women that are divorced, widowed, single. I mean, these women also need to plan for retirement, and they
Yeah.
might not have the kind of 401ks that maybe some of the men would have. And so can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the steps that they need to take or the products that you offer, whatever,
Sure.
however you choose to answer that.
Yeah. So listen, before you fall back in your chair by the word annuity, okay, because I know that word has ma massive negative connotations. I will proudly say that there are really, really bad annuities out there, okay? In fact, the negative connotations you've heard are all correct. A lot of people don't know that there are nine different kinds of annuities. We at our firm only recommend three. Okay. We're certified financial fiduciaries, which means we have to do what's in our client's best interest. Otherwise, we could lose our certification. It doesn't, there's a lot of fiduciaries out there, but we're also independent, which means we are something called carrier agnostic. It's a fancy term for basically saying we don't care which company we use as long as it's the best of the best. Because we're independent, we can use any company in America. We have over 1,200 products that we use. Now, it's impossible to memorize all of them. We have software programs that help us. And so we're trying to do what's in our client's best interest by helping them get the best of the best products for them. But going back to the annuity conversation, we only like three out of nine. Okay. The other ones we wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, but there are some that are awesome. They're really good. They don't have fees, you have liquidity. If it has an income rider, the income increases to help offset inflation, massive death benefits, really great bonuses to help offset any losses. And they're the last institution to fall in an Armageddon scenario. A lot of people don't realize that the top five banks, they don't invest their profits in the stock market. They don't invest their profits in real estate. Those top five banks, Wells Fargo, B of A, Citi, JP Morgan, and Goldman Sachs, they invest their profits in tier one capital in life and annuity companies. Did you know, Debbie, that since 2008, over 22% of all the banks in America have failed and had to be mergered, acquired, or bailed out because of the fractional reserve banking system? The way it works is if you put $1 million in a bank, they're allowed by state and federal regulators to lend up to 14 times over the deposits that they have from you. They can make $14 million in loans from the million you gave them. The problem is if 3 million of the 14 million in loans go sideways for whatever reason, that bank is upside down and they have to be mergered, acquired, or bailed out. Over 1,150 banks since only 2008 have had to be bailed out. However, life and annuity companies are completely the opposite. There's over 6,000 insurance companies in America, and not one A-rated life and annuity company has failed, not since 2008, not since 2000, since 1900. Because they are required by state and federal law, if you have a dollar in liabilities, so an IOU, if you would, they have to keep a dollar five, a dollar eight, a dollar 10, a dollar 20 in cash on hand. So if there's ever a liquidity crisis, they've got billions and billions of dollars left over in cash, which is why not one A-rated annuity company, life and annuity company, has failed all through the Great Depression, all through World War I, World War II, Vietnam, the dot-com bubble, the global financial crisis, COVID. Not one A-rated insurance company, life and annuity, has failed. Now, property and casualty is a different ballgame. Those things fail every other day, right? Because it's apples and oranges. But if you're looking at guarantees, okay, if you're looking at something that you can park money in and it can grow at a very decent clip, we're talking anywhere between 6 and 10%, okay? And there's no fees. You're not going to get charged an arm and a leg. You're not paying the advisor. The advisor makes a commission that does not come from your portfolio to take care of you for the rest of their lives. Now, I'll be honest, I make somewhere between 2% and 8% depending upon the product, okay? I'm very open with how much I make. We make an unbelievable living, okay? We do millions of dollars in revenue, but I could make 10 times more taking your money, putting it in the market, potentially losing it, and charging them a fee for it. People
Right.
don't understand how much they actually pay in fees. According to Forbes, the average total fee cumulatively is 2.1%. 1 to 1.5 is going to go to the advisor for the advisor fee, and the rest is expense ratios and account fees that they get paid a commission on the back end, and they never disclose to you because they don't legally have to. So you take $1 million, 2%, that's 20 grand a year. If one of you guys is retired for 30 years, that's $600,000 in fees. And by the
Good
way, yeah, 600 grand, that's if the money doesn't grow. By the way, the reason why you see financial advisors constantly changing hands and selling is because they can get a 10x multiple on that. So they can sell their book of business for a 10x multiple on their fee revenue. So this is why advisors, they just don't even want to think about what's best for the client because they're making so much stinking money. And that's why I have a problem with that. Yeah, we make great income, but we could make a heck of a lot more, just putting your money and charging you a bunch of fees. But I believe, not to be doom and gloom, we are headed for some terrible financial turbulence in the next 5 years. And it's all demographically driven. It's based upon math and science. It has nothing to do with short-term ebbs and flows of geopolitics or whatever. It's completely demographically driven, which is very easy to track. And we are going to see a massive, I would call it a slowing down of our robust economy. And it's all driven because the baby boomer generation is getting older. And anytime a country gets older, the market flatlines. You look at Japan, Japan has flatlined for 30 years. They have the worst income, the worst demographic, age demographic in the world. And they just have too many old people. They don't have enough young people to work and to produce and to have profit and pay taxes. And therefore, their stock market has been flat for 30 years. Europe's the same way. It's been flat for 20 years. That's our future. And there's nothing we can do to, figure that problem out. I mean, it is what it is. We just don't have enough workers coming down the pike. So going back, I'm a big fan of annuities. It's not the only thing we do, but for time's sake, there's three that I like. I like income annuities, I like growth annuities, and I like hybrid CDs. Okay. Income annuities, this is the most efficient way to decumulate wealth in retirement. These big brokerage houses, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Merrill Lynch, Raymond James, Ameriprise, all these companies are starting to offer them. Now they're limited, right? They're captive companies. They can't offer the best of the best, but they're starting to recommend them because they realize how powerful they are. Growth products are very simple because you can participate in market upside. So if the market goes up, your money goes up. But if the market goes down, you don't lose a penny, which is so powerful. And plus, there's liquidity. There's not any fees typically. And then there's hybrid CDs. These are really cool because you're going to get a better rate of return than any bank is offering. So if the bank's offering 5%, you can get 5.5, 5.75, sometimes 6%. With CDs, they're typically no longer than 24 months. Well, with these, you can do 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, however long you want, which is awesome because rates are going to come down and we're not going to see rates like this for a while. And then the third part that's so great about these hybrid CDs, Debbie, is there's liquidity. So with a normal bank CD, you can't get any liquidity. You'd surrender your interest. But with these hybrid CDs, you can actually take money out and not surrender the interest. And then the cherry on top is it's with a life and annuity company. And it's a safe, it's the last domino to fall in an Armageddon scenario. I'll end it with this. Babe Ruth, his financial advisor before the Great Depression came to Babe and he said, "Listen, the writing's on the walls, Babe. You trusted your money to me. We are headed for a massive correction in a very short time. You need to put all your money in life and annuity companies because there's a last domino to fall. They have excess surplus." And Babe listened and he didn't lose a penny. When the rest of the New York Yankees were standing in soup and bread lines, he was earning to the tune of $250,000 a year, and he never lost a penny because he invested his money that he had earned in life and annuity companies. A lot of these celebrities like Shaq, many NBA stars, et cetera, they want that steady stream of income. So if everything else goes away, they still have that fallback of guaranteed income for life.
I'm glad you shared that story. I remember that story about Babe Ruth, so that was good. Now, to wrap up, I want to ask you if there's women out there who are starting to think about retirement and they're looking at and they don't want to be fearful. I mean, obviously, with all the thing changes that are coming, it's easy for women to become fearful about what's coming down the pike. Are there a few things that you recommend they do right now?
So the first thing is education, which we're going to provide. Okay, I got three books and a movie that you guys can watch and read. Education. So that's the first step. Number two, you need to speak with an expert. It is what it is. If I tried to do everything all on my own, I would blow my house up. I mean, I don't know the first thing about plumbing or electrical or anything. If I tried to do everything on my own because I'm prideful and arrogant and stubborn, my wife is going to be very, very not happy. I'm going to blow my house up. So you need to go to somebody who that's their lane, that's their field. They can help you. You don't need to learn everything yourself, right? Women, I will give them great credit because women have the gift of discernment. I believe God gave them the gift of discernment. Call it, they may not have language for that or articulation. But maybe it's the Holy Spirit, maybe it's a premonition. But women typically are really good at gut instincts. Where they struggle is sticking to their gut instincts. They kind of go back and forth, right? But oftentimes they know before anyone else. My wife is exactly, I'll go into a room and I'm like, wow, that guy seems amazing. My wife's like, no, there's something off about him. I don't trust him. And sure enough, he didn't pass the smell test with her, and something comes out later on down the road. And like, wow, dodged a bullet there. I'm glad I listened to her. Women typically have a really strong premonition about a direction. Where they struggle is the follow through. They struggle, and when I say follow through, I mean sticking to their guns. Don't,
A lot of self-doubt.
yes, don't. Discount what you believe. Don't discount what you feel like you heard or what you feel like you knew or what you feel like you felt. There's four ways people hear God, not to get on a total, I don't know if this is a Christian thing, but there's hearers, feelers, knowers, and seers. And that's the four ways that people hear the higher power, God. Okay. But God, in my opinion, he made women to be really strong in one of those four arenas: hearers, feelers, seers, or knowers. And they're all different, they're all unique, they all have their pros and cons, strengths and weaknesses. But whatever, however you figure it out, right? However you feel like this is the direction, don't second guess yourself. Don't be indecisive, follow through. So you can get a level of knowledge like books and movies to help you in your retirement plan, but at a certain point, you're going to have to make a decision. I need to call this person. I need to sit down with him. I need to get a plan. If you fail the plan, you plan to fail. I need a plan. I need it to be written down. And that's where one of the things that we help every client, I tell people 40 minutes will change the next 40 years of your life. The most common question I get, yeah, but Andrew, can you help me with my retirement plan? And the answer is yes. And what we do is we help clients when they come in. We call it the Peace of Mind Retirement Meeting. The Peace of Mind Retirement Meeting. We're going to get you a tax report. We're going to create a bulletproof retirement income plan so that no matter what curveballs come your way, Social Security, whatever, is cut by a third, high inflation, death of a spouse, whatever, you are going to be okay in retirement. We give people books and movies and resources. 40 minutes will change 40 years of your life. If you get that green light, even if it's for a short moment, don't discount it. Follow through with it. Don't bury your head in the sand. Because again, we're not getting any younger, right? The future, in my opinion, is bright. I'm very optimistic about the future, but I'll end it with this. The Bible says twice Solomon said this twice in the book of Proverbs, and this didn't happen a lot. So anytime you said something twice, we need to pay attention. It says, a prudent man, and I'll put in parentheses, or woman, a prudent man or woman foresees calamity and prepares themselves for it. But the simple move forward and get punished. Okay. A prudent man or woman foresees calamity and prepares themselves for it, but the simple move forward and get punished. Do not procrastinate. Do not delay. There's never been a more important time to take care of your finances than today. You do not procrastinate. Don't bury your head in the sand. Don't kick the can down the road. Otherwise, you just end up with regrets. And that's not what we want. We want a full life thriving, right? Joy,
Right.
happiness, fulfillment, travel, hanging out with the grandbabies, living your best life. And we can
That's
provide.
right. Where can my audience find you online?
Okay, so we all those resources that I explained, we got three books. We got the Joseph Strategy, we've got Her Safe Retirement, and we also have Escape to Tennessee, the pros and cons of retiring in Tennessee. My Tennessee counterparts are not very happy with me writing it because it's storming, a bunch of immigration in this area. But those three books, as well as the Retirement Deception movie, can all be found at nomorelosingmoney.com. Nomorelosingmoney.com. You can also book an appointment with me, 15-minute complimentary call. I'll answer any questions you have. Nomorelosingmoney.com. And then if you want to check out my website, you can go to retirementrenegade.com. You can see all my radio shows, my TV shows. You can find my YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that, retirementrenegade.com. But I would for sure go to nomorelosingmoney.com first because those are a bunch of free resources that we have.
Great. Thank you so much for everything that you've shared with us today and also for all the resources you're giving the audience. I appreciate you, Andrew, and thanks for serving my audience today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Debbie.
Well, that's a wrap on part two of our conversation with Andrew Winnett. I hope you enjoyed it and you'll check out the free downloads of his books and other resources he's offering to our listeners. More than that, I hope our interview with Andrew is stirring up your own conversations to start planning ahead for retirement and not wait. You never know when you're going to need it. Speaking of stirrings in your heart, remember to sign up for my free masterclass coming up next week. Go to debbiecunningham.net/4keys for all the info. I'm looking forward to meeting you on Zoom, and all the links from today will be in today's show notes. Coming up on the podcast over the next few weeks, we will be talking about fashion and style midlife, helping our parents and loved ones age with grace, and continuing to live life in crescendo by starting new things. So keep tuning in for your midlife inspiration and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out. Thanks for tuning in today. And remember, midlife is just a brand new season to find your passion and purpose for your grand finale. Talk next week.